We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Bonte.
Let's just put the rat on the table, Goof.
Steiny.
What's up?
Paid for me. She goes, sir, it's free when you're over 44.
On 95.7, The Game.
All right, I've been giving this a lot of thought since yesterday, and I don't get it. I don't get the hire of Gabe Kapler, guys. And I want to talk a little bit about that today. We got a lot of different things to get to. The Warriors got beat again last night. They have the worst record in the NBA right now. There's a tryout that may be happening for Colin Kaepernick. I want to talk a little bit about that. And then I want to talk about the Niners, who are playing the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday, but they have some injury issues, no doubt. All right, I'm gonna throw it out there right off the bat. 888-957-9570. I can't. Can someone out there tell me why they think Farhan Zaidi hired Gabe Kapler? And I know that there's going to be some answers that we expect, but I just don't understand it. I think one of the reasons, obviously, is because he thinks that Kapler can execute his plan, that Farhan Zaidi can take more of a hands-on approach, which a lot of young general managers are doing these days. But couldn't you find somebody with either no experience or better experience than Gabe Kapler, who's not only coming off a situation in Philly where conventional wisdom was that he wasn't very good, but also you bring up the whole can of worms, Pandora's box about what happened in L.A. between Zaidi and Kapler. Bonte, how are you feeling a day after Kapler was introduced?
Feeling kind of the same way as yesterday. Just weird. I don't get the hire at all. If you want to, let's put away 2015 for a second. I know we can't. It's hard to do, but let's just put away 2015 and what just happened with the Dodgers. And let's think about the manager that Gabe Kapler is. And in his 2 years with the Phillies, he made so many odd moves. You referenced the opening series, his first series as a manager with the Phillies. He used 9 different pitchers in the second game. He comes back to Philly, he gets booed. I saw him out here at Oracle Park, and he's taking out lefties and pitching lefties. All I heard from Philly fans and Philly media, this guy's a moron. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know how to strategize. He doesn't know when to pull a pitcher or when to pinch hit somebody. He doesn't know when to police his players. The clubhouse is running amok. So you go from Bochy to a guy who lets his players do whatever they want, doesn't really hold them accountable, and then he has the baggage. Again, Farhan, I believe, is a smart dude. Farhan Zaidi, that is, the baseball president operations. But this move, when you had a year to basically search for a new manager, one whole year, knowing that Bochy was going to be gone, and you end up with Gabe Kapler, I don't get it. And he doesn't seem like he's going to be a puppet guru. His character, his personality, I just don't get it. I don't get the method. Why not go with a name that is not sexy, it's not a big name, not that Gabe Kapler is guru, but why not go with a guy who is just a no-name, who's on the come-up, and just go from there? You go with Gabe Kapler, a guy who just got fired a month ago.
Yeah, and I felt like I was watching CNN yesterday, the way that press was started. But, Steiny, why does anybody got to walk on eggshells when you talk about the transition of getting players traded or even out of the organization now, when you talk about the veterans are blowing it up? Farhan has done nothing to get the reputation of being the smartest man in the room, to me, in his giant tenure. And to tie himself to Gabe Kapler, forget the transgressions. It's hard to. But just from a baseball standpoint, Steiny, this guy failed. He's a boob. He's a joke. Why would you think this guy is the one you want to hand the baseball baton to bring the Giants back to prominence? I can't get it. I don't understand it. And I'm going to quit going in on Gabe because now Gabe, to me, is Farhan. I don't get this hire. I won't. I don't think they're going to contend. And you know what bothers me about it, Steiny? And we see it in corporate. We see it all throughout the world. And maybe I've been a beneficiary of it. It just seems like a favor for a buddy. A favor. Because three of us grown men right now can't, for the world or earthly world of us, explain from a baseball standpoint why this guy got a second job.
I gotta believe it's not a favor. I mean, would you really stake your own job on a favor? On doing something for a buddy of yours. And I'm saying you're wrong, because we don't know, Goo. We don't know what's going on. But let's assume Farhan Zaidi is a smart guy. A really smart guy. The smartest guy in the room, as some people right. say. What does he know, then, about Kapler that we don't? It can't just be, he's my guy. He'll implement my plan. He'll play who I want him to play. It has to be more than that. It has to be. But I don't know for the life of me what it is. And I'm just shocked that, I mean, for Gabe Kapler to acknowledge yesterday, I feel like I'm starting in a hole.
Oh,
that was about the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
Why would you even say that?
I don't know.
Address everything that happened in the past. Address your failures with the Phillies. But hey, Earth to Gabe Kapler, you're not starting in a hole. You're starting as a manager at the Giants, and your record is 0-0, and you have an offseason ahead of you. Why would you even say anything like that? I'm starting off in a hole. I'm starting off. Wait a minute. Why would you put yourself in that box? A lot of things didn't make sense to me in that presser yesterday. Talking about he wanted to build. We had Pete Rose on yesterday. As Pete Rose, what does he mean by building better men and not baseball players? And Pete said, I don't know. You're supposed to build baseball players. What they do in their off time, they should police themselves. They're grown-ass men already. How are you going to make Buster Posey a better man? I want you to make him a better player. I want you to make him a better power hitter. Hit 300. The press conference was bizarre. It's one of the most bizarre introductory press conferences I've ever seen in Bay Area sports. I just don't get what he was saying. And just to start off on the defensive, we should be celebrating. Hey, let's look forward to Gabe Kapler, folks. New manager of the Giants. But it was the complete opposite, Steiny.
And, Goo, the one thing I've heard is, well, anybody who succeeded Bruce Bochy was going to have trouble, you know, being accepted by the fans. Really? I disagree with that completely. And to think, I mean, think about this for a minute. Bochy comes into last season. So let's make it January, February, March. Let's say it's April. We all know it's Bochy's last year.
Hello?
If somebody at that point would have said, hey, Giants are going to hire Gabe Kapler in about 8 months.
Oh, man.
What?
Nobody would have believed it.
Nobody.
When his name came up with Kotze and some of the other, Espana, and yep. some of the other names, everybody was like, well, they're not going to hire Kapler. But they went ahead and hired Kapler. And so now he comes in here, and I've heard some good answers on the text line. One of it is maybe the Giants know they're not going to contend, and this is just a fall guy that they're predicting 2 years from now.
Why would Farhan do that to his buddy, though? Because they seem to be boys. You heard Kapler yesterday, Guru. Hey, my guy, Far. Yeah. Far. It's like, wait,
that's what I'm called. I did like Far.
I didn't like it at all.
Steiny, I don't know if you know this, but I've been with you about three years, anniversary coming up, and I mean this when I say what I'm about to tell you. We've done many pre-shows in the green room, and the bewilderment that you had on your face, I wanted to come give you a radio hug. Because you said this. Not even
I want to hug you.
Said, you go, why was he hired? Like, that's the million-dollar question, fellas. And for the life of me, for the smartest guy in the room, and I'm going to go here, and I'm trying to stay away from the rat on the table. If Farhan's the smartest man in the room, and you even wanted to hire Kapler – to know that that was lurking in the background, the 2015 thing,
right.
For you to hire him, and you're going to take hits from a baseball standpoint, but to bring Pandora's box back, you're losing points from the smartest man in the room because now it's a double-edged sword. You're getting questioned from that rearing its head when nobody was even thinking about it. But, fellas, I'm waiting, and maybe I need to take a chill pill. And then Gabe will work his magic. But
what magic?
Come on,
I don't know,
man.
I don't even know if he has any magic.
You just got freshly fired.
The frustrating thing about the whole process was that the Giants put out feelers. They were throwing out leaks about hiring Gabe Kapler. His name kept coming up every couple of weeks. Every couple of weeks. And the fan base said, you bet not hire Gabe Kapler. You bet not hire Gabe Kapler. There's people I know in this town that have given up their season tickets over the last year by what has transpired with this organization.
Oh, that's
not to mention Charles Johnson, not to mention Larry Bear. And now you hire this and open up this baggage, and you knew the fan base would react to it some way, and you lied to the fan base basically at the deadline saying, we take what the fans say, and we take what they say to heart. We really trust our fan base. And now you definitely didn't do that with this hire with Gabe Kapler.
So we start last season. We know it's going to be Bochy's last. Nobody's really expecting much. Nothing much happens through June. Because the standings are the standings and nobody's breaking away, the Giants get hot in July. Late July, it's the trading deadline. And it becomes clear that they're going to sit tight because they want to give this team a chance. And again, they acknowledge the fan base. Maybe that's management telling Farhan, you ain't making a deal in July. But then if that's the case, so then Farhan can come back at the end of the year and say, you ain't telling me who to hire. Mm. You know, and again, the thing I keep coming back to is they knew this 8 months ago that Bochy was leaving. And you know what, Guru? Normally, if you'd say, Steiny, I think it's a favor, I'd be like, Guru, what are you talking about? Favor?
I was waiting for it.
But I can't say for sure it's not. Let's go out to Rich. Rich is in Fremont. What's going on, Rich? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, Steinmetz? What's up, Bonte? What's up, Guru?
You got it.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm scratching my head on this one, too. I got to agree with Stein. I got to agree with all you guys, man. You know, I thought when they were looking for picks, the first two I thought of Joe Girardi, and I thought of Eric Chavez. And I thought of Eric Chavez because Chavez has been an assistant for a little while, and he's a player coach. I thought, okay, you know what? There you go. That'll be a nice streamlined pick. But Gabe Kapler, dude, really? Dude, for him to be on and say, I feel like I'm starting in a hole. I don't know about you, dude. If Farhan Zaidi is the smartest guy in the room, I am distancing myself from Gabe Kapler after that statement. That makes me want to pull Gabe Kapler in the back room after that presser and say, dude, what are you saying? You just threw me under the bus.
Exactly.
During the presser. Okay? And how do you – now, how is the fan base looking at me now after you said that?
Exactly. That's a great point, Rich. Great point. And the other thing I'm thinking, thanks for the call. The other thing I'm thinking is, okay, so you want a guy who's going to implement your plan, which is heavily analytics-based. Well, why wouldn't you hire a first-time guy then? Then go hire a Kotze, a Vizquel. Why would you hire a Kapler?
And what's the hole, Bonte?
You know what the hole is.
It's a combo.
It is a combo. The hole, or the hole that he's in is because he had a team twice as talented as the Giants last year, and he was a 500. It was a 500 team,
and they faded in the second half of both seasons because his message basically fell on deaf ears out there in Philadelphia.
And his radio game not that it has to be.
Yeah.
He was a buffoon is too strong. That they were making fun of him, Bonte.
Yeah, and it's the fact that he was saying in the presser, I have to do a lot more listening. Well, he doesn't seem like a guy who listens much. He really doesn't. When you look at the track record, Steiny, does he seem like a guy who's going to listen and make adjustments like he said he's going to yesterday? Like, I don't know.
And honestly,
I say he's an idiot.
And honestly, I wouldn't say that. But honestly, if Kapler was managing the way he was managing in Philly,
right,
Well, clearly Farhan wants him to manage that way here. Or he would have hired somebody else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep. I do.
So I'm just puzzled. And the other thing is, it's the Giants. It's the Giants.
Speaking on it, Steiny, the San Francisco Giants.
You guys don't have to tell me. You know how I feel about the organization, man.
And I don't want to harp too much on this part of it, but okay, something happens in Los Angeles where they get criticized for not handling something the right way. Why would you invite all this back by rolling the dice on this high? You know, if this were Joe Girardi,
right,
or if this were maybe even Madden, or this were somebody who's won in the past, who's got a skeleton or two.
Man, speak
on
it.
Then maybe you do it. But for Gabe Kapler, it does not seem to make sense. You know what? Something's fishy, it feels like.
Something is real fishy.
Is that too strong?
No, it's not strong at all. It is fishy. And I heard from media members, they were texting a couple people down there who was at the presser. They said Buster Posey looked puzzled during the presser. Like, what the hell is this manager talking about? I don't even understand this gibberish. Let's talk baseball here. Bochy was part of the process, apparently, of talking to Gabe Kapler or whatnot. I wonder what his thoughts were, Guru. I'm befuddled, man. I really don't know what I can't make sense of this.
And I promise you all, you know me, I'm not on a high horse. I'm offended. A guy with a daughter. And the reason I say this is I'm going to quit throwing rocks at Gabe. Gabe got picked. We need to double back
and look at Farhan, no
Steiny,
doubt.
Because Aaron Killian asked him, did this come up in his interview? And if this guy is who I thought he was, maybe he would have said, you know what? Let me tell you something that I didn't do right. It's not out there. It may rear its head. And maybe he was just feeling himself and thought him hiring Kapler that in this social media be correct world, politically correct world, that this wouldn't come up. And that's why you're not the smartest man in the room, because we talk about the giant brass. I wonder what they're saying over their cup of coffee or Hennessy or mimosas. They're
probably
because
drinking
this
Hennessy.
Is real, Steiny. And I'm going to quit going in on Gabe. It's Farhan who I'm disappointed in, man.
I'm with you there. Yep.
All right, let's go to Bobby. Bobby's in Concord. He wants to talk about Kapler. What's up, Bobby? How are you, man?
What up, Steiny and Guru? How you guys doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
What good, man. Hey, what I am perplexed about, and yeah, Gabe Kapler, obviously a weird hire to begin with. I mean, he didn't do anything in Philly to make you think that he should be running any franchise, let alone the Giants. But what I thought was an obvious hire is, and his name never even got brought up, was Matt Williams over at the A's. Mm-hmm. And I thought he would have been a great hire for the Giants. He's been with the A's, third base coach, and, you know, history with the Giants. I thought he would have been a great hire for managerial for the Giants to replace Bruce Bochy, and name never even got brought up. And I just want to hear your guys' thoughts on that. I'll take your answer off the air. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no, thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it. I mean, Bobby used the word perplexed. I think I threw this out yesterday, and I didn't get one response. Is there anybody that thinks this is a great hire? Is there anybody that thinks this is a great hire and it fits
Nobody I know or heard.
And I feel like we talked to about 80 people yesterday. We interviewed Pete Rose.
Watch the TDs. Baseball aficionados were perplexed.
Right. We all have friends. We all have text threads, group chats. Steiny, I'm still looking for one. I'm still looking for one person who thinks this is a great hire.
And this may be foul, Steiny, but I'm watching too many movies, and I lived a little bit. Charles Barkley always says this: when a coach has a job or somebody's not removed, that they, and you guys have heard it, that somebody has pictures of the, this seems like, does Kapler have something on for him to get this quote-unquote favor? And I hate to go down that Robert, that it's eating at me, Bonte, because that's a component that would explain a lot that smart people I know here in the Bay Area, the media, where everybody's the P word, perplexed.
And just the Giants not doing their due diligence on Farhan.
Now
when Ann Killian from the SF Chronicle opens up the press board saying,
I couldn't believe he said no, I don't think so.
Brought up with you in the interview process, yeah, no, I don't think so, which tells me there's even something deeper with the Giants. Somebody down there is losing touch with reality. They're not reading the room. You got Charles Johnson donating to a cause that a lot of people aren't a fan of. Larry Bear in a cell phone incident in Hayes Valley with his wife. He gets suspended. What is going on down there at 24 Willie Mays Plaza, Steiny, that we're missing here? The Giants, one of the premier franchises in all of baseball and one of the crown jewels just here in the Bay Area. Now you look at the Niners and the Warriors, you're saying, what the hell are the Giants doing? Are they the most dysfunctional franchise going on right now in the Bay Area? That popped up in my mind last night.
707 says, a great hire? No. But after the presser, I'm more optimistic. Only time will tell. Let's go to Billy. Billy's in Napa. How you doing, Billy? What's going on, man?
What's up, guys?
How are you, man? What do you think?
So when my son texted me and said, Kapler, I thought he was joking. And we were shocked because we're A's fans. And we love, when the Giants fumble or whatever. But we thought, just like the previous caller, I thought it was going to be Matt Williams, but he took a job and he's going to be a coach in Japan. But Matt Williams' name never come up, and you guys didn't comment on that guy. Why wouldn't it be Matt Williams? I thought that would be the most logical choice. Was it soured since he went to Washington? But why not Matt Williams? I mean, that was we thought you were going to take him from it. But we just laughed at, what is going on? It's crazy.
Thanks for the call, Billy. Apparently Matt Williams, not a big analytic guy, but also you look at what happened in Washington, the way he managed that club. I don't think he's ready for it.
Couldn't have been any worse than Kapler and how he handled Philly.
It couldn't have been worse, but what about Omar Vizquel? That was a name that a lot of people wanted. Carlos Beltran got hired with the Mets. He seems like a player's guy. Matt Williams, to me, nobody really was beating the drum for Matt Williams. And Matt Williams doesn't seem like a guy right now ready for that role to be the Giants manager.
No baggage, Bonte.
No, but it's no baggage. You're right. I mean, it's probably better than Gabe Kapler. Okay. I give you that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
Chuck, Hidden Valley Lake. Where's Hidden Valley Lake, Chuck? Talk to me.
It's in Lake County.
Uh-oh, got a bad connection from Hidden Valley Lake. Let me hear you talk some more.
Are you there?
Yeah, call back, Chuck. Not a great connection. Let's go to George in South City. Hey, George, what's going on?
Yeah, hi guys. Good morning, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know what? This is just a ploy by Farhan to run the club from the front office. He just needs a figurehead. This is an analytics guy. Farhan's an analytics guy. Boach didn't sign on. He had to go. He's going to run the club from the front office, but this is going to implode within one season. This guy's got way too much baggage. Horrible choice. He's not going to even last 1 year, I don't think, because this situation is going to eat away at the Giants, and finally he's going to have to go. So Farhan made a very bad move, among other bad moves he's made, by picking this guy. That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks, George. Appreciate it. I mean, the other thing is you're probably not going to have a great team. So this manager in particular is probably going to feel heat regardless, or is going to lose a lot of games regardless, whether it was the best manager in baseball or the worst. And some people have said, well, maybe that's why. Because the Giants know they're not going anywhere for a year or two. So why not bring – but that defies logic, too. Oh, we're building something here. We're not going to be good, so let's bring in a guy with baggage who the fan base won't get off to a great start with. That doesn't make any sense either.
And it seems like he's maxed it out, his benefit of the Dow credit card, before it even gets April.
And he built up so much goodwill last season, Guru. He built up so much goodwill with his fan base. And basically, that message that he sent at the deadline saying, we take into account what the fans think and what they want. Well, the fans didn't want Gabe Kapler. And it seems like Farhan didn't give a damn about the fan base when he went out and hired Gabe Kapler. That went out the window. So, yeah, you're right, Guru. The benefit of the doubt is lost. And the only way they can overcome this is by winning. And is this organization ready to win? Looking at the roster on paper, they're not close to being ready to win.
And I just want to run to the caddy, get in it, press on the gas, and go 100 miles an hour and ask you two, after you brought it up, in the history of press conferences, have we ever heard a guy, the newly anointed men or woman man, say, I'm starting off in a hole? You don't even get that on Capitol Hill, Steiny. I'm starting off. You're the wrong. If you got to say that, it's wrong.
That was
Michael Jackson bad.
Let's go back to Chuck in Hidden Valley real quick. Hey, Chuck, how are you, man?
How you doing?
Good, much better.
Oh, good. I just was agreeing with you guys. I just want to know, why did we hire a couple of Dodger rejects in the first place?
I don't know that they're, I don't mind the Dodger part, and I'm not saying they're rejects. Thanks for the call, Chuck. It's just, and listen, Zaidi has a good reputation in baseball circles. But this one is a head-scratcher, and it feels a little bit worse than just, this is a little strange. It feels like more people are saying, what is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. Anna's going on, and she's going to tell us what's going on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thanks, Danny. What's coming up on The Game is sponsored by Nutrisystem for Men, a strange start to the new Giants era. Bonte, Sani, and Guru are reacting to Gabe Kapler's introductory press conference. Was it the right direction for the team, and what's the future look like for the Giants? Well, it looks like it could be without Madison Bumgarner. Multiple teams are reportedly interested in the ace, the Yankees, Braves, Phillies, and division rival Padres. Giants insider Alex Pavlovich will give the latest on Mad Bum and give his takes on the Kapler presser with Damon Ratto and Kolsky today at 2:45. 49ers backtrack on George Kittle's status this week against the Cardinals. The star tight end has yet to be ruled out, but can this offense beat Arizona without Kittle? The guys will discuss. Warriors lose their fifth straight, this time to the Lakers, and Damon Ratto and Kolsky will check in with Steve Kerr today at 5. See how simple losing weight can be with Nutrisystem. The meals come to your door, you eat the food, and lose the weight. Order at Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details. I'm Anna Kugadike. It's on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Farhan Zaidi. Almost feels like he's on more of a hot seat than the manager at this point, Gabe Kapler. But I asked a simple question, because it's a day later. Why did he hire Kapler? Why?
That's $1 million question.
There's something missing. There's a piece, it feels like. Am I alone? It feels like there's a piece that we don't know about. And maybe it's as simple as Farhan's like, you don't get it. Kapler is a baseball genius. And I'm not laughing at that. Honest to goodness, I'm not laughing at that. There's got to be something. There's got to be something. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan's calling it the worst hire in Bay Area sports history.
Yeah, guys. I mean, do you guys remember a hire that's as bad as this or even worse? This is the worst hire in the history of Bay Area sports. I mean, let's fire them both already. They got to just learn their lesson, never hire a Dodger. I mean, how can you not know that they got this baggage? I mean, dude, they try to cover up a sexual assault case involving a minor? I mean, come on, man. You don't bring anybody like that to an organization that has sprouted as the Giants. So let's fire them both already, because, for me, first impression is very important. This first impression sucks, and that's an understatement.
Thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate the call.
I mean, wow.
There's been some bad Bay Area hires, man. I mean, Chip Kelly, Jimmy Tomsula, Mike Nolan come to mind.
But
right
you didn't
off the
know
bat.
Tomsula. You didn't know until.
No, you knew Tomsula. We kind of knew Tomsula was going to be right.
I love that.
I mean,
I don't know that they were a step ahead. I mean, obviously they were a step ahead.
Stop.
That's the greatest thing.
He's up
thing
there.
I've ever
Tomsula's
heard.
Up there. Kelly's up. Mike Nolan. Well, think about that. The Niners gave Mike Nolan full control and the head coach.
It ain't
job
up there,
in
but
the
not
Niners.
Like this, though.
You know, Jim Tomsula didn't have two subpar years in Philly.
Exactly.
Chip Kelly didn't even have two years like
Chip Kelly was
in
a
Philly.
Genius, supposedly.
And it's not. And you know what? And it's not about Kapler possibly being a good man. He may end up being a good manager for this team. It's the hire. It's the hire. And what does Farhan know that we don't know? Let's go to Jerry. Jerry's in Walnut Creek. Hey, Jerry, how are you, man?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing, man?
Good.
Hey, I think I've got the reason.
Okay.
All right. Remember in Moneyball where Billy Beane and Art Howe, they go at it because Art Howe won't run the team the way Billy Beane wants. And, you know, I think Farhan is moving in that direction with these, well, he's going to go analytical and have a Moneyball-type team, and Gabe Kapler will run it exactly the way he wants because he gave him his only chance that anybody in the MLB would give him. And so now he's got his little puppet to run the team exactly the way he wants it run. And that's my thought. That's my two cents.
Yeah, I think there's something to that.
Yeah, I wish we kept Jerry on the line because I just wonder, can Kapler be a puppet? He doesn't – fellas, I ask you guys this. Does he seem like a guy who wants to be a puppet? It seems like Kapler wants to do things his way. And maybe that's what got in the way in Philadelphia. It seems like he's not a guy who's just going to be a yes man. You know what I'm saying? Maybe he'll try that for the first half of the year. But it seems like Kapler wants to do things his way by just looking at the body of work with Philadelphia, with the Dodgers, and him as a player.
The 408, Matt, guys, let me propose a hypothetical. Kapler said the team needs accountability. Maybe Zaidi thinks these players have no accountability after years under Bochy. Okay, but that doesn't fit his M.O. in Philadelphia. And his M.O. in Philadelphia is that he's a big-time players coach. That was one of the problems with the whole Segura incident, that he wouldn't discipline Segura because it didn't make the team better. If he benches Segura, you know, he's their best player. So that leads me to believe that you're not bringing a red ass in here.
No,
not at all. A guy that's happy to have a job after getting fired.
And why? And also, how can it have anything to do with the clubhouse when the reality of the situation is we've talked for 5+ years, more than that, about how this clubhouse is one of the best in baseball. It's got veterans. They police themselves. That wasn't the problem. The clubhouse was not the problem with this team. The fact they have a lot of veterans may be a problem. That I get. Let's go to Ian. Ian says he likes the hire. What's up, Ian? How are you, man?
I'm good. Thank you very much for having me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just real simple. And just bear with this analogy real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You're the manager of a comedy club, and Jim Carrey goes on. Whoever follows Jim Carrey is never, ever going to basically live up to Jim Carrey. And we just had the Jim Carrey of baseball managers, the GOAT. You know, Bochy just, you know, ran off 3 World Series. Whoever follows him is never, ever going to live up to it. So all this guy is just a fall guy. Let him make his fall. Let him basically play it bad and then go move on after him. Simple as that. Thanks for the call.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
You see, here's the thing, Steiny. If this organization was divided on the Gabe Kapler hire and he flames out and Farhan has to fire him after 2 seasons, then what do you do with Farhan? You know, what does this organization do with Farhan saying, look, we weren't on board with hiring Gabe Kapler. You went with that. We let you make the decision. You made the decision. It didn't work out. So now you got to go. Because I think if Kapler flames out, Farhan may be gone too.
But what is the criteria? It obviously cannot be winning. So when you say flame out, it's almost like Gabe's got a scholarship. This is going to take a while. Guys are going to be moved. And maybe this is who Farhan said, you know, their expectations, but in reality, they're not.
I do think there's got to be something to the fact that Farhan looks at this team and knows he's about to make a lot of changes. And he knows that he's not only going to make a lot of changes, he's going to bring in these players from the margin that Kapler was talking about, whether it's last year Yastrzemski or Dickerson. Okay.
Right.
He's going to build next year's team, this year's team like that. So if I'm going to build it like that, I'm going to need somebody to manage this team exactly like I want them to manage, and somebody who is in lockstep with me when it comes to managing these fringe type players to get the most out of them, because we're going to put them in the best analytical situation we possibly can, and I need a manager who's just going to do that without a fight.
How many fans?
Maybe.
How many fans do? And here I go, because I've been in these shoes. From what transpired in the baggage, how many Giant fans, Bonte, do you think might not even be rooting for these guys to succeed?
That's a great question.
It's real, Steiny.
Well, I look at it like this. Let's see what the season tickets are like. Let's see what the crowds are like in the first month or two of the season with Gabe Kapler as a manager. Because as we mentioned yesterday, this fan base, the women in this fan base have a loud voice. They have a big voice in this fan base, more so than a lot of other fan bases. I just wonder what the crowds will look like if they do start to fail a little bit, knowing that the Warriors are down the street, knowing that the Niners are doing well, knowing that the A's are doing, playing well. How would this crowd, how would the attendance look next season, knowing that this fan base wasn't behind this hire?
Well, there
guru?
Were empty seats last year, even though they did, went on a little run, a mini run. But, Steiny, we've been seeing empty seats at 3rd and King for a few years now.
209 saying, how are you automatically projecting failure? Give it a damn chance. Farhan and the Giants front office know a hell of a lot more than us. There's a reason they hired Kapler. I'm on deck. I mean, I'm with you. But that's my question, 209. There's a reason they hired Kapler. Why? What is that reason? That's what I'm trying to figure out, what we're trying to figure out.
Help us out. I can't find one reason. Can you guys? I can't find one reason.
Bonte, help me.
I mean, again, the reason that I see is that these guys are buddies and they share the exact same baseball philosophy. And they're going to co-manage and co-GM this group. Maybe not co-GM, but you know what I mean. I mean, I also think they're. How about this? Here's another idea. It just popped into my head. Kapler comes from two seasons in Philadelphia where he was labeled as unsuccessful. So Kapler knows damn well there aren't going to be jobs pouring in left and right. So maybe Farhan knows that too, and he basically says to Kapler, you know what, I'll hire you, but you're going to do every damn thing I say because you know damn well if it weren't for me, if I don't hire you now, you're probably never going to get hired again, or you're not going to get hired for a long time.
Well, I'll tell Giant fans this, that does, and you very well may be right, that doesn't sound like a great manager. That doesn't sound like Bruce Bochy. That doesn't sound like the greats.
Doesn't
Tony
sound like
La Russa wouldn't put up with that.
Doesn't sound like a great plan either. And if you're Farhan and you say, okay, you got to do everything I says, not credit. He may succeed. And then Farhan looks like a genius, and then we're looking like idiots for questioning the move. But what if it doesn't work out? What if it doesn't work out? Because then it's deeper than that. Now all of a sudden Farhan is putting his career on the line for hiring a guy like Gabe Kapler with all the baggage that he has.
I wonder who was second, Steiny. Because this took a little while. They waited.
A long time.
Who was second? Who was...
I don't know that it took a while.
You think they already knew?
I think it lasted. I mean, yeah, it quote unquote lasted a while.
Do you think they just tried to wait for the right time to announce the move?
What I believe is that Kapler was always the guy.
Yeah, that's interesting.
For whatever reason that we're trying to figure out now, but that he
and
was
Wednesday
he was their
was
guy.
The day during the after the Niners lost.
I'm just wondering if Zaidi in June of this year was saying, man, I kind of hope things go south for Gabe in Philly. I would love to pluck him.
Wow, man.
Right.
Did they have a secret dinner when they met when the Phillies came out here for that 4-game series or when the Giants went out there to Philadelphia? Did they have secret dinner saying, hey, if it doesn't work out here, I mean, we're going to have an opening, Gabe. We're going to have a 408 here on the text line. Made a great point. Remember Derek Carr and Todd Downing? Friends as co-workers, does it always mean it's a good thing? Everybody was high on Todd Downing. They fire at Musgrave. Raiders looked remedial on offense that year with Todd Downing.
Yeah, that was bad.
Well, and there's also the people on the text line saying, you know, this is similar to when Billy Beane hired Bob Guerin, who was the best man at his wedding.
Well, wow. Guerin did take him to the playoffs.
Let's go to Steve in San Francisco. Hey, Steve.
How's it going? Good morning, guys.
What's going on?
Just had a quick thing. This morning listening, kind of sounds, everybody sounds like when the Warriors hired Kerr and let go of Mark Jackson, everyone was against it, but kind of worked out. So, I mean, you don't know until you try it, right?
You know, and that's a fair point. That's a fair point. I thought the Kerr hire was strange, but I never said this is not going to work.
Right.
And I'm not saying Kapler's not going to work either. But the difference between Kerr and Kapler is no experience. And this guy, I don't know, do you view Steve Kerr as having no experience as more positive than Kapler's 2 years in Philly? Like, maybe Farhan's like, look, you're right. He just went through the ringer in Philly.
Right.
And now he's got it under control. Or, right. You know, now he knows what he didn't know the first time. I think that's a possibility.
It
especially
is.
If you say, you know, and it was in Philly, not the easiest place to manage.
There's some validity to that. And also with Steve Kerr, the way I looked at that, it was like, okay, this is a risk. He's never coached before, but he was a GM. He was in a front office, and he was around a basketball team. So he did work hand-in-hand with Mike D'Antoni, although it didn't work out at Phoenix, but he was at least around a basketball team. Then he broadcasted, so it was like, all right, this isn't the worst thing in the world. This could work. It could work. And what Steve Kerr did right away was, what did he go do? Visit everybody.
Right.
Visit everybody on the squad. I think he even went to Australia to go see Bogut. I could be wrong there, but he went to go visit every player and laid out his plan. This one right here, even more so than the Tom Sula, the Chip Kelly, they were just on the defensive throughout the 58-minute presser.
Yeah.
Like, I can't recall ever seeing a presser like that.
I misspoke. Guerin didn't lead them to the playoffs. Days.
Kane in Oakland. What's going on, Kane? How are you, man?
Man, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Man, I'm kind of still feeling the same way as yesterday. I mean, really, though? Come on, man. Farhan going to try to sell us that used car salesman speech, man? Try to give us this dude? Come on, dude. That's like selling us a lemon. That's like a Bentley with no engine. I mean, what has he done? I'm looking at Philly. I went through the stats. Both years in Philly, I didn't see no change. I didn't see nothing great about this man. He didn't even rise Bryce Harper's ability up. I didn't see nothing. So I don't even know what this hire is about. I'm still upset because this is my team, dude, and I want them to get back on that track. I'm out.
Thanks, Kane. Appreciate it.
And from the 408, and here I go. There's morals and values, Steiny, and no matter how much you want to quit hearing us talk about it or people focused on this, these two will forever be, to me, intertwined with this, what can I call it, shadiness that happened in L.A., and I believe it has something to do, a piece of why Gabe Kapler is the Giants manager now under Farhan.
And I'm not against giving people second chances. But for Farhan to like, I mean, I'm trying to picture myself being Farhan, knowing I got this thing in my background, and still saying, you know, hey Gabe, I'm gonna hire you, but you know, we're gonna have to go through the gauntlet again. Like,
Farhan didn't think this was a thing. He didn't
really?
Even bring it up in his press.
Now that's a great point.
He thinks, I
don't know. What do you think?
Yeah.
And to say, right, I'm going to get questions, we're talking to people, that ain't the law, Jack.
Right. But in fairness, and I'm not saying, oh, well, they've got a, you know, Ann Killian wrote about this 3+ weeks ago.
Yep. Nobody was
she
really honed in on it.
She said that you got to be kidding me, you're thinking of hiring this guy after what has happened in L.A.
Wow.
Like, there are better choices out there. So I get it, you know, like he may not have read he had to know that, because this has been now reported by the Washington Post back in February.
Yep.
So he had to know that it was going to come up, and maybe he thought it wasn't going to be as incendiary as it's been, or maybe he thought it might be incendiary, but he didn't care.
No, those are all excellent points, fellas, and I just keep going back to, He knew that he was going to have to go through the gauntlet at this presser, right? Because the Giants were putting out feelers, and they had people checking social media.
We didn't know if they were feelers, though.
No, but they had people in the organization checking Twitter and social media to see what the reaction would be to Gabe Kapler whenever they brought him up.
And that's the other thing.
Can we sneak it in?
If Kapler's saying he's been talking to Bochy and he talked to Posey,
right.
Well, then they've known he's going to be the coach.
Right.
Or the manager, I should say.
And why does Bochy matter when he's not here? Why does he matter when he's not here anymore? And then why would Posey, who seems like he's not going to be here for 2 months longer, how much juice does he really have in his clubhouse? I don't get it, man. I really don't get this move. And like Pete Rose said, when they were saying, you know, when we went through our recommendations and Philly players and Philly front office people gave him a high recommendation and said, this guy's a good guy. Then why the hell did they fire him if that's the case? Yeah. That didn't make any sense to me.
415 says Philly didn't care about 2015. Well, they didn't know about it when they hired him. Story broke, and maybe that's why. Maybe that's one of the reasons Philly hired him.
And maybe that's why they fired him, yeah.
That's wild.
Because, you know, like I said, story comes out in February. All of a sudden, Kapler's linked to this, and team's not winning. Makes it kind of easy. Orlando and San Bruno. What's going on, Orlando?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Thank you for taking my call. Good morning. So I think this is the scenario possible. The reason why Farnhaus hired Kapler is because he got a bad taste in his mouth when Bochy was still coaching. And what I mean by that is that Bochy was pretty much saying, how can I listen to this kid? I got so much experience. I understand where he's coming from, but they just didn't see eye to eye. And it rubbed Farnhaus the wrong way that he went somewhere that he is comfortable with. And that is Kapler. And I'm afraid that hopefully it doesn't become like the Dallas Cowboys with the head coach and the owner, that kind of relationship. And I kind of agree with the previous caller that it could be, you know, his puppet, and he's trying to be the next 2.0 of the Oakland Athletics being 2.0.
Right, right.
Thank you for taking my call, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Orlando. Appreciate it. I got a guy who's been on.
Wow.
I tell you what, I got a gentleman who's been on hold now for an hour, but it's off topic, but I got to get him. I mean, I got to get him because the description of what he wants to talk about is so interesting.
Oh, man.
So I'm going to go ahead, and if the subject changes, the subject changes. Paul in Dublin. What's going on, Paul? How are you, man? Talk to me, buddy.
How you doing, fellas?
We're good.
What's on your mind?
You know what, Steiny? There's a lot on my mind pertaining to Warriors, and it's something that you addressed early on in free agency. And, you know, Guru kind of, you know, it dismissed it, but it was kind of right. And
uh-oh.
Did Draymond finesse the Warriors and play them off their emotions in getting the contract? Because there is no chance that he was going to get what he got in the open market. And if you read the tea leaves with what Durant's been saying in the interviews, he was a huge part of why he left and why there wasn't any joy. And I don't know, man.
Hey, I got a question for you, Paul. Did you say this to our producer that you're thinking Draymond might be stealing money?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
yes,
man.
Yes, I did. And you know what?
Wow.
I'm going to take two words that Guru always says. Let's put the rat on the table. Three words. And something else that folks like to say. Let's put the facts above the emotions. Let's put the data. His numbers have been declining. He's not the same guy. Durant masked a lot of what was going on within the team. And let's be honest. Within the next 3 or 4 years, is the team better without Dre on the court versus emotionally in the back room? He's stealing money right now, and I hate to say it, and I understand, you know, he's a pro and he's earned everything that he's gotten. But in terms of dollars and production, instead of us talking about D'Lo, let's talk about Dre.
All right, Paul.
It's not there, son. It's not there.
All right, Paul. Thanks a lot for the call. I'll say this,
and I'll defend D'Lo. I
want to know what Warrior fans think of this too. I did think it was a little funny that after the game last night, he was getting asked about the game and whether it's frustrating to lose. He said, "Yeah, it's frustrating to lose, but you know, there are more important things out there than basketball."
Oh, man.
What? That doesn't sound like a Draymond Green.
In the first month? Oh, I hate that.
And here's what I also want to ask Warrior fans. Twitter. Is this my imagination, or do you guys think there's something to it?
Going up.
Seems like Draymond's a little out of shape.
Oof.
Seems a little heavy right now. Yes or no?
How many did he lose last year? How many did he lose?
He had to lose 23 pounds.
And you shouldn't
before
have
the
to
playoffs.
Lose 23. Look, it's obvious. You're saying what's real.
But I can. Yeah. I. You know what? I get it. I mean, I kind of get it.
Grab one rebound yesterday.
You're coming into this year.
Grab one rebound.
You know you're not going to be very good. You've made five straight finals appearances.
You got paid.
Isn't it like human nature? You know what? I'm going to... this year, I'm, you know...
I'm going to exhale a little bit.
How do you feel about Taco Bell?
I'm going to exhale, yeah.
You know, this year I'm going to... I'm gonna, you know, play some pickup games.
He definitely doesn't look like he's been, you know, hitting a gym, man. And putting a rat on the table. And we hone in on these things when there is no Steph and Clay and KD.
You guys are wrong. I can't say you guys are wrong, man.
I
want to talk
Bell.
About this, though, because what I saw yesterday, the vision, the rebounding, the lack of defense, the flat shot, we all talked about this.
And if you guys Draymond jumped
Green
me last
didn't
week.
Sign that deal. There's no way in hell he's getting 25 a year after next season. That's the real rat on the table.
If you're watching Pascal or Draymond, there's no doubt who the better player is right now.
Where's it been better with Draymond off the floor?
No doubt.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that might be true.
And Day-Day, I'm not sold. I love you. It's real.
I'm not sold on Pascal.
Okay, I'll give you that. But this is...
Like a starting power forward. I mean, he's off to a good start, no doubt.
Any contender, Draymond will help and can be Draymond. In this situation, as currently constructed, he don't have a cape. The things that he does well are only appreciated when he's on a contender where the other areas have studs.
Steiny,
and that's
take
no
us
secret.
To break, Steiny. We got to talk about this because there's
real.
A lot to this.
888-957-9570. Draymond Green. Is he stirring your emotion this year? We're going to talk about it. It'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
How do you feel about Taco Bell?
Back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got two things going on right now. We got Gabe Kapler, the new manager of the San Francisco Giants, finishing up on that. Also talking a little bit about the Warriors and Draymond Green. They lost last night 120-94 to the Lakers. Lakers look like they're back. Warriors look like they're... an Eric Musselman version of the Warriors.
Oh,
actually, that's not true. Because Musselman won 36.
Yeah, he won 37, right?
37 games. 38.
They're on the rise, man. Yeah, they were ascending.
I think this is a Brian
Mike
Winters.
Dunleavy.
Dave Cowens.
Yeah.
Paul Silas. Yeah, some bad coaches.
Steven Silas.
Keith Smart. Silas. Don't forget Smart.
Keith Smart. Jeez.
That's my boy.
Let's go to Chris in Berkeley. He's going to defend Draymond Green. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Thanks for calling.
I am here to disagree with you about Draymond. I am a big fan of his. And when you said Pascal is better than Draymond, come on, guys. Bite your tongue on that one.
That's guru, not guys.
I didn't say that.
That's guru, not guys. Not guys.
I didn't say that, Steve.
I didn't say in totality. This season, right now, from a production standpoint, Pascal has given the team more, and nobody can argue that.
I can.
I'm listening.
I don't think that Draymond is a three-time champion. He brings it every night. If you really watched that game last night, he's trying to play so much D. These other guys aren't that good, and he's trying to play, you know, three positions at once. I just disagree. I think he is the lion of our team, and I'm looking forward to him being with Steph and Clay next year when we got a little bit better team. And I think you'll talk about him a little nicer next year when we have some guys around him that we can actually play a little defense.
That's fair, Chris.
That's fair. And can I add this? And this is how highly I think of Dre. Right now, this is not bringing the best out in him. Like, he is trying to guard three or four positions.
Right.
My point is, and nobody's trying to trade Dre, but you put him on the Lakers, Clippers, Raptors, Celtics, a contender, Dre will be Dre. So for whatever that's worth, he's got to sit through how many games they got left?
But 12, 70 games.
70,
70
oh
games. But how about this, Goo? Knowing that this team was going to be going through a transitional period, some growing pains, wouldn't you want to get in better shape knowing that, hey, I'm going to have to
you
be
got
a leader,
me there. You
and
got
I'm
me.
Going to have to be that superstar? The first thing I thought about when I was watching that Lakers game yesterday, and he grabbed
that's
one stinking rebound, I thought about the Giants. And I said, what the Warriors gave Draymond Green the Brandon Belt treatment? the Hunter Pence treatment, the Brandon Crawford treatment, basically paying him for what he did yesterday and not what he can do in the future. I'm not going there saying Dre's washed, Steiny. I'm not saying that Draymond's a shell of himself. But it makes you wonder with the way he's playing right now and the way he's moving the rock, the way he's shooting, the way Dead he's it. Playing defense. I don't know, Steiny. I don't know if we've seen the best of Draymond Green.
Couple things. And I'm just going to do this in support of Draymond Green as it pertains to getting compared to Pascal right now.
We know who the – go ahead.
All right, Pascal doesn't rebound, he doesn't pass, and he can't make a three. So let's, as everybody's been saying, let's pump the brakes a little on Pascal, your 24% shooter from three-point range who doesn't have an...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.